This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Only interviews, Batman! Hi, this is Burt Ward, Robin from the TV series Batman. You're listening to TV Confidential. Wowie Zowie! It's fantastic!
Ed Robertson with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. Our guests will include Star Trek historian and Gene Roddenberry biographer Mark Cushman. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, Ron Bacon is on the line with us. Ron spent 35 years in network television, mostly with ABC, working behind the scenes as an associate director, director, writer, producer, all kinds of capacities on more than 130 different TV shows, many of which were broadcast live, including special events like the Academy Awards broadcast, as well as such popular variety shows as The Frank Sinatra Show, The Lawrence Welk Show, The Ernie Kovacs Specials, and Shindig. Ron will talk about working with Ernie Kovacs later on in the conversation, but first, before we went to break, we were talking about Ron's experience and some of the many game shows that he worked on for ABC, both game shows that were taped as well as those that were broadcast live. One of the shows we were talking about was You Asked For It, and we were talking to Ron about some of the wild stunts produced for that show that you simply had to see to believe.
This was a guy would catch a cannonball. a cannon.
Wow.
So they do the rehearsal, and the cannonball goes out of the end of the cannon. It goes plop, and it doesn't go very far. And the guy's supposed to go enough so the guy can catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this director says, "Well, I don't think we have enough powder in the cannon." So then the stage hand goes and gets some on there, and then somebody else comes over and says, "Well, I think we need more powder." they're putting powder in this cannon. And so when they went to do it, the cannonball is the kind that got it, knocks over the flat behind him. He goes crashing to the floor. It was like it knocked him about 20 feet.
Wow.
I don't know what happened to his ribs. You know, gee, poor guy. You asked for it.
You asked for it, and I'm sure he filed a claim with workers' compensation and maybe even filed a claim with the stuntman's, you know, union.
Who knows? Well, you know, you think that stuntman would be, a job where people would do and know how to make it safe, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're supposed to do.
I was doing an Ernie Kovacs show, and Ernie used to like to animate things to music.
Mm-hmm.
And the setup was that he had a whole office full of stuff moving.
Yeah, like pencils or paper clips or
pencil
sharpeners and
letter
openers. Drawers
that open and close, like they were trombones.
Yep. Yep.
All that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So we were doing the 1812 overture.
Yes.
And there was a cowbell with a big heavy rope on it. And it was on the head of a cow that was on a flat. Can you picture this?
Mm-hmm.
Head of a cow. And then behind the flat, there's a stagehand with a crank connected to the cow's head. So he can wiggle the cow's head back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the bell is going to ring when the bells go off in the 1812 overture. So we got on the air. And we decided to have some fun with it. And the stagehand twirls the cow's head all the way around and gets it swinging. And the rope, unbelievably, was very old. It dropped, although it was very thick, it broke, and the cowbell hit me right in the face.
Ouch.
To the floor. And I'm laying there in a pool of blood during the 1812 overture. The ambulance comes and picks me up. And incidentally, the actress Maggie Smith was on the show, mm-hmm. and she had said she'd been in the British, in the nurses thing. bleeding during the war, and so she came over and helped stop the bleeding.
Well, thank goodness.
Oh, she put my head in her lap, and she's stopping the bleeding. And then they put me in an ambulance and take me over to the Glendale Hospital. And the doctor looks at me and says, "Well, what is your face supposed to look like?" He said, "I need a picture."
Oh, wow.
I called my wife and said, "I need a photograph of my face. Can you bring it over?"
Wow.
Explain what happened. I got hit by a cowbell. "What do you mean you got hit by a..." it was weird.
Well,
so he puts my nails back and looks at the picture, and it does a pretty good job, and it's all healing and so forth. And then I'm in bed with my wife, and she leans in the middle of the night. She hits me over the nose accidentally with her arm and broke it again. Oh, my goodness. It was dangerous to be on the Kovacs show.
It was dangerous to be on the Kovacs show. Ernie Kovacs was one of the many, many comedians that Ron Bacon either worked with professionally or knew personally throughout his 35-year career in network TV production. You can learn more about Ron Bacon, ronbacon.net.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We've had many conversations on this program about Carlin and the seven words.
Oh, yeah.
And what people forget is that, you know, the whole point of that monologue was not the seven words themselves, but how words can sound racy or prurient depending on, I mean, how ordinary words can sound racy or prurient depending on the context.
Yeah, well, it's how you use them. You know, I worked with Lenny Bruce. He was the beginner of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Lenny?
In fact, I just did a show with Howard Storm. Howard was a contemporary of Lenny.
Yeah.
So.
And Lenny pushed the envelope, and he went to jail a few times for it.
but
that was Lenny.
that was Lenny, and that was his. That was Carl. I never had a chance to meet Carl Reiner, but Carl Reiner.
Oh, funniest man in the world!
I'll bet.
I don't know of just an absolute genius.
Yeah.
And one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet.
Absolutely. And he had a turn of phrase which I've always remembered, which is, and it especially applies to performers and especially applies to comedians, is it's important to find your piece of ground as a performer, the thing that makes you and your point of view different than all the other one-liners. And Lenny's piece of ground made it possible for a lot of other comics to find their piece of ground.
Well, as time went on, changes had to be made. And, I mean, everybody was very uptight to begin with, mm-hmm, many years ago, and about everything. And we needed to increase the talk among all the groups. And I think there was a benefit to these guys because they pushed the envelope, yes. But every comedian did, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Red Skelton had the dirtiest mouth in the world,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
But he didn't use it on the air.
That's right. That's right. Which goes back to Carlin's point.
Once in a while, he would push the envelope.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be on a radio show, and it would not be a good idea. I mean, it was like he didn't seem to know when to stop. And this was true of almost every comic that I knew, with the exception of Jack Benny, who was always a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would imagine, because I know that one of your many credits was the Hollywood Palace, and I know that a lot of comics, if they got a 5-minute, 7-minute slot on the Hollywood Palace, that was as big as it would. That was kind of like the equivalent in the 1960s of what a 7-minute spot on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show became in the 70s
right,
and 80s.
Right, it was huge for anybody that got on there.
Yeah. Ron will be back later this month. We will continue our conversation about his many adventures in live television, live specials, all the various types of programming he did when he was with ABC Television for 35 years, including working with Ernie Kovacs, including working with Liberace, including working with such musical stars as Little Richard and the Rolling Stones. We will continue our conversation with Ron Bacon later this month in TV Confidential. In the meantime, you can learn more about Ron, ronbacon.net, ronbacon.net. Ron, I have enjoyed learning about your career and talking about the early days of television. I look forward to your next visit.
Well, so do I. And can I do one little plug for something?
Go ahead. This is the Ron Bacon Show.
On my ronbacon.net, when you dial that up, you'll see a picture of me, and above me there's a line of things on there, and one of them, it says Kite Zone. That is a movie that I did
in 1967.
Yeah, and you might, if it's not for children, but you might want to take a look at that. It's an interesting film because it was done at a time when there was a lot of experimental work being done by various French and Italian movie makers who inspired me. And then the next thing about it is I have on there my musical, which I wrote in the year 2000. And
called The Chicken Man.
For 18 sold-out performances, and it's got subtitles on it because the video quality is just barely there, and the sound is not particularly great, but with the subtitles you can understand, and it's a very, very funny musical, and I'd like input from people to tell me how they like it, because I might want to push this thing on to Broadway. We'll see.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will make a point of watching The Chicken Man between now and our next visit, Ron. In the meantime, you can enjoy The Chicken Man. You can enjoy Kite Song, 30-minute indie film that Ron wrote and produced in 1967, which is very avant-garde. The Chicken Man and The Kite Song, as well as all sorts of other highlights of Ron's career in network television and as a musician, ronbacon.net, ronbacon.net. Ron, thank you so much. I look forward to your next visit.
What a great pleasure talking to you. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you so very much. And God bless all the folks in the audience. Thank you for listening.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Hi, this is Louis Gossett Jr. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts, with a reminder that Code 3, the complete series, is now available on DVD through MPI Media Group, as well as Amazon.com, wherever DVDs are sold. Also a reminder that Bad Impulse, produced and directed by Michelle Danner, is available for viewing on demand on Amazon Prime and all other streaming platforms, while The Runner, also produced and directed by Michelle Danner will become available for streaming on demand later in 2021. You can follow Michelle Danner on Instagram. Also, a reminder that you can enjoy the William Wyndham tribute site at williamwyndham.com, as well as the corresponding William Wyndham tribute channel on YouTube. For more about Ron Bacon, ronbacon.net. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Robertson, Baffert, Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, and Greg Garibar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. You can now purchase T-shirts, mugs, caps, hoodies, wall clocks, and other gifts with the TV Confidential logo from the official TV Confidential merchandise shop. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/merchandise or cafepress.com/TV Confidential. cafepress.com/TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.